So one of the things that's noticeable, Larry, in this lawsuit is that we're not hearing a whole lot from the school districts, although they are likely to be among those most directly affected by whatever the outcome of this lawsuit is. Why are we not hearing a whole lot from the school districts?
Well, you know, I talked to a couple of people and I said, well, you know, are you guys sitting on the sidelines? You know, and I asked that, you know, to Mark Holodeck, who's the Brandywine School District Superintendent, and he says, no, you know, we're not sitting on the sidelines. You know, we're waiting anxiously and eagerly. You know, this suit does have the potential to provide additional revenue for the district. But what is going on is that the districts are in kind of a delicate position. Fact is, they agree for the most part with pretty much everything that the plaintiffs have said. And on the other hand, the school districts are state agencies. So if the school districts are, you know, more blatantly fighting the State Board of Education, the state education officials on this one, it's kind of like biting the hand that feeds them. So they're in a difficult situation in that respect. And then the other point that's worth considering here is, unlike the desegregation case of years ago, when every district had lawyers in the courtroom, this one would cost the districts considerable amount of money, and they hire private legal counsel and all that, and the plaintiffs have pretty much made the case for them. So what's the point? Why hire a lawyer to do something that somebody else is already doing for you?